We had a very challenging winter here in Indiana. Let's talk a little bit about how it may have affected production for some of the state's fruit and more specialty crops.
Yeah, the weather was different in different parts of the state. I mean, nothing too unusual about that. But what is unusual is that the southern half of the state seemed to get in February than the northern part of the state. For many of our fruit crops, they were able to handle those cold conditions at that time. But some more sensitive crops, such as peaches, can't handle so much cold. And so in the northern part of the state, I expect they'll be just fine. In the southern part of the state, we expect to see some crop loss because of those cold conditions back in February.
Were growers surprised to see the damage in, say, the southern part of the state?
Crops like peaches are a risky crop for Indiana. Our climate is not the best for peaches, but in some places they have a very nice climate for it. But it's always a little risky for us. And so growers who grow sensitive crops like peaches know that some years they're going to run into problems, and so they sort of always know that that can happen. And so I don't know if any growers were surprised by it, probably disappointed, but not really too surprised.
What about the state's apple crop? How is that looking?
Apple crops are looking great. Apples are much more tolerant of the cold than sensitive crops like peaches. And so right now, apple crops are looking very good, but we're not quite at springtime yet, and a lot can still happen. So we still have our fingers crossed, but at this point, things are looking good.
Anything else?
I think that pretty much covers it. I think for most of the state, right now we're in pretty good shape, but it's a bit too early to say. You know, if it warms up next week and crops start developing early, that could put us in a more delicate spot. Growers are hoping that it stays cool in the 40s or so for the next couple of weeks to delay crop development. So that's what growers are hoping for, but we'll just have to stay tuned and see what happens.